This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
0777 756 408.
Right, a new week and more new people that you've been giving the flirt divert number to. More freaks you've been meeting over the weekend. Take the number with you at all times, and when you don't fancy somebody, when they ask for your number, give them the flirt divert number instead. Hundreds of people have this weekend. We have to clear it right down again. Now, anyone recognise this bloke?
Hello, Monica Gorgeous. Messed up the other night. Just want to see if you want to get jiggy with Mr. Biggie again. I'll speak to you later. Bye.
Right. So, from what he said, Monica Gorgeous did get jiggy with him, but then gave him the flirt divert number.
Yeah.
Just
want to
see if you want to get jiggy with Mr. Biggie again.
Oh, listeners are so classy, aren't they?
Jiggy with Mr. Biggie.
It's for people you don't fancy in the first place, not people you cop off with and then don't want to see him again, so you give him the flirt divert number.
Just want to see if you want to get jiggy with Mr. Biggie again.
Now, here's a lesson
maybe
for you.
Maybe Mr. Biggie wasn't that good at jiggying.
Maybe not. Here's a lesson, right? You know the ladies... I'm quite good with ladies.
Yeah, you're very successful.
They love a GSOH, don't they? They like a good sense of humour.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now, I know that ladies like nothing better, I thought they like nothing better, than if you do impressions of your favourite Muppet Show characters when you call them up. But apparently not, because this bloke's been given the number.
Hi there, Miss Piggy. It's Kermit here. I'm just wondering what time you want me to pick you up tonight. Give me a call back. Thanks, honey. Bye.
Now, we have a lady, kind of, in the room at the moment. So, Laura, would you go for that kind of Kermit the Frog approach?
Definitely.
Yeah, see?
You're saying she's Miss Piggy?
No, God, no, no,
that
no,
wasn't
no.
Very
no.
Maybe that's where you're going wrong with the ladies.
No, no.
How
no,
rude.
No.
I do apologise, Laura, for him.
He is obviously one of those impressions, people that do impressions
right.
All the time, though. You know,
sorry,
like people that think they're really good impressionists?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, don't do that. Oh, God.
Right. You have quite a range of impressions now, don't you?
Yeah, I've got loads.
You haven't done Kermit yet?
I can't do that. Right, okay, you'll like this one.
Hey, baby, it's me, your little tiger. Arr. Just wondering what you're doing this weekend. Just give me a call back. Bye for now.
Now you're thinking, she sounds quite nice. However, remember, she has been given the flirt divert number.
It's me, your little tiger. Arr.
No?
No, she's obviously a big heifer. That's a rubbish roar. That is a rubbish roar. Har.
Right, the next one we're going to play you, I'm going to play The Feeling, and then it requires mass concentration, right? It's really very complicated. So we'll play Never Be Lonely, and then we'll play the next flirt divert message we've got. You really have to concentrate.
All right. 0777 756 408.
Right, is your brain in gear?
Just.
This is one of the flirt divert messages that we got over the weekend, right? We're just talking about people that do impressions all the time, by the way. And Laura brought up Beaker from The Muppets. How does that go? Brilliant. Stop that.
Watch out, John Coleshaw.
Thing is, right, we're just talking about John Coleshaw as well, right? Lovely bloke. The nicest man in the whole world. I really like him. However, when you have a conversation with him, oh, come on, John, just snap out of it. Come on, you're annoying me now. Speak to me in your real voice. Snap out of it. Go on. Don't answer me as Tony Blair. Just speak to me normal, you know? Love him to bits, but just speak to me, John, you know?
It's the same with Laura now. She'll just be talking to us as Beaker for the rest of the...
Right, okay, check out this guy. His name is Ian.
All right, Claire, it's Ian. In what he ever said, right, you were lying. I never invited him in, right? He walked in. But you have to admit it was funny. Could you ring back, right? Because I want to go out again properly and, like, take you for a meal somewhere. We'll go to Escape Hall. You know what I mean? Yeah, we'll go see some film and that. Yeah, bye.
Right. So, Ian is quite a smooth guy. We kind of know this, right? But whatever he said... He's lying. So something obviously happened.
And whatever he said, right, you were lying.
Right, okay.
Okay.
So obviously he's trying to make up with this girl for something that's happened.
Yeah.
Right?
And whatever he said, right, you were lying.
But let's try and find out exactly what happened now.
I never invited him in, right? He walked in.
Right.
Okay.
So this bloke... It's sounding quite dodgy to me. This bloke came in...
I don't really want to say what I'm thinking at the moment.
This bloke came in somewhere, but he wasn't invited, but... obviously the bloke is saying that Ian did invite him.
I never invited him in, right? He walked in.
Yeah.
And whatever he said, right, you were lying.
Yeah, right, okay. You got it so far?
I'm with it so far.
Yeah, okay. But then, Ian tries to make light of the situation and kind of lighten up a bit, because obviously he's quite annoyed about this.
But you have to admit we're funny. Because I ring back, right, because I want to, you know, I want to go out again properly and, like, take you for a meal somewhere.
And then the killer line, gentlemen, take note, this is how you get the girl. Here's the line.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, we'll go see the film and that. Yeah, bye.
Yeah. Yeah, bye. Well, we'll go and see a film and that. Hope you're following that. 0777-0756-408. Remember, take the number with you next time you go out. It's 0777-0756-408. It's the Flirt Divert line.
And whatever you said, right, you're lying.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1.